This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New PET tracer successfully detects alpha-synuclein in living brains for Parkinson's diagnosis. A breakthrough neuroimaging tracer has demonstrated the ability to detect alpha-synuclein protein aggregates in living brains, potentially revolutionizing the diagnosis and monitoring of Parkinson's disease and related conditions. The radiotracer 11C MODAG005 represents the first successful approach to visualize these pathological protein clumps through positron emission tomography scanning, according to research published in Science Translational Medicine. 10 million people worldwide live with Parkinson's disease, often diagnosed only after significant brain damage has occurred. Alpha-synuclein pathology detection across brain regions. PET tracer binding intensity in patients versus healthy controls. Standardized uptake values. Substantia nigra 2.8x, putamen 2.4x, caudate 1.9x, frontal cortex 1.5x, healthy controls 1.0x. Source Science Translational Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. First successful alpha-synuclein imaging breakthrough. The development of 11C MODAG005 addresses a critical gap in neurological diagnostics, as previous attempts to create alpha-synuclein targeting tracers had failed to achieve sufficient specificity and brain penetration. Alpha-synuclein aggregates are the hallmark pathology of Parkinson's disease, dementia with Lewy bodies, and multiple system atrophy, collectively known as synucleinopathies. Current diagnosis of these conditions relies primarily on clinical symptoms and dopamine transporter imaging, which only becomes abnormal after substantial neuronal death has already occurred. The new tracer could enable much earlier detection and more precise monitoring of disease progression, according to researchers at the National Institutes of Health. The study represents a significant advance for the field of molecular neuroimaging, potentially opening new avenues for therapeutic development and patient stratification in clinical trials. High specificity and brain penetration achieved. The research team demonstrated that 11C MODAG05 exhibits exceptional selectivity for alpha-synuclein aggregates compared to other protein deposits found in neurodegenerative diseases. The tracer showed minimal cross-reactivity with tau tangles or amyloid plaques, the pathological proteins associated with Alzheimer's disease, according to the Science Translational Medicine publication. Brain penetration studies revealed that the tracer rapidly crosses the blood-brain barrier and achieves peak binding within 60 to 90 minutes of injection. The signal-to-noise ratio was sufficient to distinguish patients with Parkinson's disease from healthy controls with high accuracy across multiple brain regions known to be affected by alpha-synuclein pathology. These findings suggest the tracer could be particularly valuable for monitoring therapeutic interventions targeting alpha-synuclein, as researchers could track changes in aggregate burden over time in living patients. Clinical translation and validation studies. The initial human studies included patients with clinically diagnosed Parkinson's disease, dementia with Lewy bodies, and age-matched healthy controls. PET imaging was performed at specialized centers equipped with cyclotron facilities for producing the carbon-11 labeled tracer, which has a 20-minute half-life requiring on-site synthesis. Validation against post-mortem tissue samples confirmed that regions showing high tracer uptake corresponded to areas with dense alpha-synuclein pathology detected through conventional immunohistochemistry. This correlation provides crucial evidence that the PET signal accurately reflects underlying protein aggregate burden. The regulatory pathway for clinical approval will require larger multi-center trials to establish standardized uptake values and diagnostic thresholds for different synucleinopathy conditions. Implications for future therapeutic development. The availability of an alpha-synuclein PET tracer could accelerate drug development for Parkinson's disease and related disorders by providing objective biomarkers for patient enrollment and treatment response monitoring. Current therapeutic trials rely on clinical rating scales and motor assessments that may not capture subtle changes in underlying pathology. Pharmaceutical companies developing anti-alpha synuclein therapies, including immunotherapies and small molecule aggregation inhibitors, could use this imaging tool to demonstrate target engagement and dose optimization. The World Health Organization has identified improved diagnostics as a priority for addressing the growing global burden of neurodegenerative diseases. Future research will focus on determining whether the tracer can detect alpha-synuclein pathology in presymptomatic individuals at risk for developing Parkinson's disease, potentially enabling preventive interventions before irreversible neuronal damage occurs. 11C MoDAG-005 achieved 2.8-fold higher binding in the substantia nigra of Parkinson's patients compared to healthy controls, with excellent correlation to postmortem alpha-synuclein burden. Research Team, Science Translational Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: first successful PET tracer for alpha-synuclein aggregates enables living brain imaging in Parkinson's disease. High specificity achieved with 2.8-fold increased binding in affected brain regions versus healthy controls. Clinical validation confirmed accurate detection of protein pathology across multiple synucleinopathy conditions. Breakthrough could accelerate drug development and enable earlier diagnosis before symptoms appear. Frequently asked questions: how does this PET tracer differ from existing brain scans for Parkinson's disease? Unlike current dopamine transporter scans that show the consequences of neuronal death, 11's MoDAG-005 directly visualizes the alpha-synuclein protein clumps that cause the disease. This could enable detection years before symptoms appear and more accurate monitoring of disease progression. When will this imaging technique be available in clinical practice? The tracer requires regulatory approval and larger validation studies before clinical use. The carbon 11 labeling also necessitates specialized facilities with cyclotron equipment, which may limit initial availability to major medical centers. Could this lead to better treatments for Parkinson's disease? Yes, the imaging tool could significantly accelerate drug development by providing objective measures of treatment effects on alpha-synuclein pathology. It may also enable earlier intervention when therapies might be more effective at slowing disease progression. The successful development of 11C MoDAG-005 represents a major milestone in neurological imaging that could transform the diagnosis and treatment of synucleinopathies. As validation studies expand and clinical protocols are established, this breakthrough may herald a new era of precision medicine for Parkinson's disease and related neurodegenerative conditions. The ability to visualize alpha-synuclein pathology in living brains opens unprecedented opportunities for early intervention and therapeutic monitoring. Source: the PET tracer, MoDAG-005, targets alpha-synuclein aggregates in the brain.